then what is my responsibility to my brothers and sisters, and how do my actions, how do they support, how are they in line with the analysis that I have done, you know? And also, the Raven, you've talked with people on the street, you engage a lot. I mean, that's what you're doing these days. And you're also seeing a lot of different perspectives, and people who, some who feel like they can only manage to do what they have control over, you know, to be the best person, to affect change within the interactions that you come in contact with in the world, your physical world. And is that enough, you know, to not be overwhelmed by the overwhelming responsibility of, you know, the whole entire system, this whole global system that has oppressed their far reaches of control, has suppressed the whole globe. That is really overwhelming. So how do we move forward, those of us who are consciously trying to create a new world where that system no longer exists? How do you do that, you know, and still stay sane or feel powerful or feel strong?
I've been thinking about this question too, in the sense of, as you said, D-Way, a lot of people both are done with a system of rigid, fixed class divisions and feel powerless to change it. And so this is why I write, this is why I engage in conversations about this, because I don't see anything more important for us to focus on as a species right now. And so I ponder what it means for our behavior and our beliefs to be so out of sync, what this means for our souls, what this means for how we are not addressing the problems that are critical for the species in order to heal the planet and ourselves. So, for instance, most people I talk to both agree that we are in totalitarianism and yet admit that they don't really do anything about that. And that to me is horrifying. That to me is how, you know, Hitler came to power.